Why the deaf? Some of this actually does connect. You may be thinking, well, he didn't say anything about the deaf, but it has to do with the reason why. And this is something I myself didn't understand until I experienced it. I think I've mentioned here before, when I went to India, nowhere in any of my slides did I have deaf ministry. That was not planned. That was by me, right? There's our plan, and then there's his plan. And his plan was for me to work in deaf ministry, and at least for this season, and it has helped me so much. In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 14, and this is a scripture that Pastor Bimmel shared with me fairly early on. It says, "Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear thy God. I am the Lord." You know, I'm going to backtrack a little bit here, and I'm going to talk about a few things. I know we've already talked a little bit about salvation. Well, what is salvation, right? It's redemption, right? You've been redeemed is another way we look at that, right? In Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, it says, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit of faith." So we receive the gift of Christ, right? And we're all Gentiles here, right? We were brought into the fold because of Christ, right? He became a curse on the cross. He took all of our curse, right? Because we were cursed under the law. So if you don't have Christ in your heart, you're still cursed under the law. You know, so in that, right? So I want you to think about the deaf here. If deaf people have never heard the gospel, right? They've never received the gospel, then they're still living under the curse of the law. You know, so when Christ redeemed us, didn't he redeem us to do something? You know, there's a reason why we have to give him our whole heart, right? Because we're redeemed for a purpose. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, it says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Amen. Right? It doesn't just say, preach to every creature that can hear your mouth. Amen. Right? But that is the tendency, you know, because we're all hearing people here. So our tendency is to think like hearing people. So we only picture the word being preached, you know, not the word that goes into the heart. You know, and you don't have to hear it for it to go into your heart. You know, Christ redeemed us so that we could be his tools to bring it to every creature. You know, in 2 Timothy, it says in chapter 2, verse 21, "If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work." So if we're giving our heart fully over, we're going to be that prepared vessel. We're going to be ready to do the work. So, you know, you have people living under the curse of the law, and we are the tool that is supposed to bring them the Word of God. Now, I understand not everybody here is called to reach the deaf. I understand that. Not everybody here is called to move to another country. But you are all called to be a useful tool for the Lord Jesus Christ on this planet. You are all called to reach the creatures around you. You know, and I want you to think about something. When I was studying this and I was looking at this, it brought me to a scripture that I'd never thought of this way. If you could turn to Matthew chapter 10. We'll go ahead and turn there. I know it's already kind of late, but I think I have to drive the furthest, so. Matthew chapter 10. Here you have Jesus Christ sending forth the 12. And it says there in verse 5 through, we'll go 5 through 10. "These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go into the way of the Gentiles and into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out the devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Okay, and then he goes on, and this is the part where I really want you to focus here, verse 9 and 10. Provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. So according to the Lord Jesus Christ, his servants didn't even have to bring anything with them. Because of the work they were going to do, they would automatically be provided for because they were worthy of their meat. So what I want to ask you tonight is, if God was to pay you right now according to your work, what would you be eating? What would your Thanksgiving meal look like? Because, that's what it says. What would you be eating today if you just got what you deserved? I mean, I'm glad he doesn't feed me what I deserve. I'm just saying, I'm not judging any of you. Don't think of it that way. Because I know I wouldn't be eating good either. I definitely wouldn't have to worry about the weight I gain when I'm in the States. Because there's always more I can do. There's not a day that I go to bed that I truly look at it and say, well, I did absolutely everything possible I could have done for the Lord today. That does never enter my mind. It doesn't matter how much I did that day. There's always some time in there where I think, well, man, when I was there and that shopkeeper said this, could I maybe have said this and done this? You know, there's always those questions. Amen. You know, and I'm not going to go in depth in it because Brother Rich covered it already pretty well, but just to go back a little bit even further, just to remember, to be a workman, right, first you got to be saved. You're not even a good blunt rock until you're saved, right? I mean, there was a lot of years that's about all I was. I was just a blunt rock. But, you know, the Lord's slowly changing me into the tool he wants me to be, right, so I can do his work. But you know, in Romans chapter 10, you know, which we've already been in there some tonight, it says, you know, whosoever will. So that means anybody here can be saved. We are all capable of being tools for the Lord. Because whosoever will. It doesn't say the special few. You know, there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek anymore as far as salvation is concerned. You know, anybody that accepts Jesus Christ is saved. And if you're saved, do you meet God's requirements to do his work? You know, because once you're saved, that's the next step. You should be doing something. Now, it's going to look different for each of us because, right, we didn't all instantly become smart. Right? It took me a lot of years to get to where I could do anything. But it says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So if you study, right? Now, we've already talked about reading, and I do. I'm a Bible reader. I'm not a good Bible studier. That's why I like that in India, my pastor in India makes me teach the Bible study, because then I study. I'm not a good studier. I'm not one of these guys that like loves doing the whole thing where, oh, I found this new, you know, I have to have a reason to study, and then I find those things and I'm happy, but I'm just not, I don't know, maybe I just need more motivation. I'm just being honest. You know, that's how I keep myself studying. I loved having teen Sunday school class because it kept me studying. You know, I loved to be involved because it kept me studying. And if I'm going to be a good worker, right, if I'm going to be that man that needs to not be ashamed, I have to study. And I don't want to be ashamed. I don't want to come before my Lord and be ashamed of what happened here on earth. You know, and, you know, once again, this is a requirement from God. It goes on there in Romans chapter 10, and we will look at verses 14 and 15. Romans chapter 10, verses 14 and 15. It goes on and says, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things. You know, when I read this, it's one of the few times in my messages that I get tears of joy. I know a lot of times I tend to focus kind of on what people think are like more, not negative things, but, you know, the things that make you sad, you know. But it just makes me so happy, you know, just to think that God could use a man like me, a man who spent over 20 years being a man of war, to bring the gospel of peace.
Amen.
I mean, that's just amazing. I mean, think about that. And then not only just the gospel of peace, but to bring glad tidings of good things to people who've never had the opportunity to see it. Because they don't get to hear a voice. But they've never got to see that. To be the first person to help them look in a Bible. I mean, that's just amazing that God can use a person like me to do something like that. So there's no reason any of you couldn't be used for the same thing. I've already told you I had a 1.9 GPA. I'm pretty sure you did better than that. God can use anyone. So what's keeping us from reaching the people we're supposed to reach? For me, it was why the deaf. Okay, that's what God wants. This is what He's shown me. This is how He's dealt with me. I mean, I know there's deaf communities here. Maybe God's speaking to one of your hearts about learning sign language. It's a lot easier than talking. It took me forever to try to figure out how to talk half right. Like when Brother Rich used some of those big words, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I don't know if I can get up after this guy. You know? So, you know. So, you know, if He can use me this way, I'm sure He can use all of you. So let's just be the workmen that God's designing us to be and just study and stay true to the Word of God. I'll go ahead and close this message and turn it back over to the pastor. Dear Lord, I just thank You for giving us this place, giving us this time.